This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and here's a voice from the Siberia of the internet, Western Massachusetts.
In order to participate in this show today, I had to actually travel 20 minutes to a neighboring town where they have cable service in order for me to be able to Skype reliably. My other option was to do it in my car outside my local library, which is connected to fiber.
That's Monica Webb, who's trying to change the way people get internet in Western Mass to give the same high quality available to libraries and emergency services and schools to homes and businesses. Monica Webb is chairman and spokesperson for a consumer-led coalition known as Wired West.
As we know today, the internet is a fundamental tool for exchanging goods and services. It's incredibly efficient. It means people can typically work, shop, learn, participate in commerce, and receive services 24/7 from the convenience of their own homes, typically at a lower cost. However, for us here, if you have trouble accessing these services, many of which are only available online, it means we have difficulty here operating home businesses or telecommuting. It means our kids have to sit outside in a car outside the library using the Wi-Fi to do their homework. It means challenges accessing government services. Overall, it means our citizens cannot participate in the tremendous social welfare and economic benefits of having universal and robust internet access.
So what are the problems in specific communities, and how are you attempting to deal with these with your venture called Wired West?
The problem in our communities is clearly we don't have enough coverage, and where there is internet access in the communities, it's typically in the populated centers of town, and it's DSL, which, you know, is really yesterday's dial-up. So the private sector is not going to come in and serve our communities in any way with adequate coverage, with adequate bandwidth to satisfy our needs today and tomorrow. So our communities basically said, you know, this problem has to be solved. How can we do this in a way where it is financially sustainable and where it operates in the best interests of our communities? And that's why we formed Wired West.
And how could the FCC help your venture in any way, as you can tell? Net neutrality, of course, won't affect you specifically, but the principles of net neutrality would certainly affect any service that would come to Western Massachusetts. What could the FCC do to make your job a little bit easier?
So something that is really important that has happened within the FCC in the last year or so is of great benefit to rural areas without broadband. The reason we don't have ubiquitous coverage is it just doesn't meet the private sector's financial metrics for providing broad coverage. So you go back to, well, why is it everyone has phone service? Well, everyone has phone service because of the Universal Service Fund, which is a way to subsidize service in rural areas where it's not profitable for the private sector to offer universal coverage. Now, that fund is being reformed by the FCC into what's called the Connect America Fund. And that will now extend those same benefits of subsidizing service in rural areas to broadband. And the FCC is putting forward a very robust program in order to do that, where they are requiring bandwidth speeds that will set up these communities for decades to come with adequate telecommunications infrastructure. So for our region, that is a very exciting development, because funding has consistently been the challenge in getting these communities wired.
So fingers crossed, but not necessarily holding their breaths up there in Western Massachusetts. Monica Webb, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Monica Webb is chairman and spokesperson for Wired West in Western Massachusetts.